All right, you hear the lack of music, so you know where this is going. Yes, it is a filler. Not a Christmas special, a filler. Don't confuse this for a Christmas special. I already said I'm not doing a Christmas special. The only reason why I'm putting this up is, well, to fill up the feed. Well, I'm actually working on Christmas. So, as you hear this, I'm probably at the wireless booth at the airport, drawing on a piece of paper, wishing I was really still asleep, because I have to open. Blah, 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 blah. But y'all don't care about that shit. Anyway, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Great Kwanzaa, whatever. Yeah, the reason why I'm doing this is because I have something to share with y'all that is very, very kick-ass. And I got it from the Fump, so you know it's a song. Damn, I get everything from the Fump. Man. Anyway, it's called A Fanboy Christmas 2. It has so many geek references, like from Firefly, Heroes, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Oh my god, I had like a geekgasm listening to this song. And being that I haven't been in the Christmas mood, in fact, I was in Dave and Joel's form just saying, I made a thread about Christmas being meh. And I still think Christmas is kind of meh. In fact, I'm kind of like cringing at the fact that my mom decorated so much. Santa Claus threw up in my living room, and then the kitchen, and then the front lawn, and then the hallway. Yeah. Anyway, now I'm going to play this for you because this is awesome. Think of it as like a mini music to the Geeky Geeks. Christmas edition. Fucking Christmas. Blah, blah, blah. Playing.
Remember, remember the 25th of December, the reindeer and Rudolph and plot. I see no reason the holiday season should ever be forgot. Fantastic Fen, file and fast for this fanciful frolicking through fandom's fabulous frivolities of the festive times of the fantastic future. While first and foremost a fallacy, fear not as this farcical fop felicitates to you, it's a fanboy Christmas 2, the Wrath of Claus! Oh ho 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 ho! It's a fanboy Christmas through Narnia's Grand Canyons. The Doctor and Mal Reynolds are snuggling their companions. And who's that dressed as Santa? It's Merry Mr. Worf. Oh, oh. But he don't need no elves in green, cause he's got a red dwarf.
Have some smegnog,
Anakin, with your saber so red. Won't you make the younglings dead?
Darth Vader's my dad. Darth Vader's my dad. Darth Vader's my dad. He told me after he chopped off my hand, the Emperor's comrade, evil just a tad. In black he is clad, like he's in some sci-fi heavy metal band. Why does he fulfill every scary Sith wish? Why can't he cool out with some dairy and Swiss Miss? And all the rebels, they are very pissed. This station will get blown apart. Snow falls down on Metropolis. Who's that girl almost topless? Fighting for your right in her satin tights, walking with a winter Wonder Woman. She'll lasso, get the true Thor, smack around Mr. Luthor. No pajamas on this hot Amazon, walking with a winter Wonder Woman. See her showing off her Bato Kirby in her starry spangled underwear. You might think that makes me kind of pervy, but frankly, I don't really freaking care. Later on, if my plan's good, she'll see my Supermanhood. It's her I'll intrigue, cause I'm in her league, walking with a Winter Wonder Woman.
Rev open the switches on the sonic oscillator and step up the reactor power input 3 more points. Happy birthday!
Ho Frosty!
Frodo the Hobbit was a long way from the Shire, dodging orcs and crooks through a couple books just to get to Mordor's fire. Frodo the Hobbit played by Sam. Helping Frodo out, he was short and stout like a big old Christmas ham. There must have been some magic in that one ring Bilbo found. For when Frodo held it up high, Gollum knocked him to the ground.
The precious!
Frodo the Hobbit is alive and doing fine. Off in magic lands using both his hands just so he can count to nine. I want a classic Optimus for Christmas. Only that mighty Autobot will do. The big trailer truck with cool accessories, not the robo-monkey flinging Energon feces. I want a classic Optimus for Christmas, not the one from Generation 2. The one from the cartoon that always saved the day, not the T2 ripoff courtesy of Michael Bay, because we all agree he's really gay.
Do you hear that, Daddy? Every time a bell rings, an Angel rerun is shown on TNT.
Simon and River are wanted hoods on a Firefly ship they go. With Anara the Hooker and Old Shepherd Book, they are following orders from Zoe. Simon and River help smuggle goods like medicine, food, and more. Watch that as he grinned, I'm a leap on the wind. Watch how I soar. I painted Mouse brown coat turquoise. Somebody snitched on me. Did naughty things with Wash's toys. Somebody snitched on me. Cause of River's psychic power, Mal found out I spent an hour spying on Kaylee in the shower. Somebody snitched on me, so I'm getting rotten squat for Christmas. Mal and Inara are mad.
Oh, damn it.
I'm getting rotten squat for Christmas. Cause Jane here ain't nothing but bad.
Cheer up, Jane. Here, have a holiday treat.
Fruitcake Odie bars?
Yeah, they make a man out of any creature that's stirring, even a mouse.
Shiny.
Oh, silly knight, give entrance to this castle. I seek the Grail and any other sacred trinkets. Oh, Arthur King, I fart in your direction. Now go away before I taunt your silly English candidates. On the satellite of love, far above Deep 13, Micro and Tom Servo Mock Schlock on the screen. During a holiday break from Doc Forrester's worst, got a visit from the guy who was up there first. Joel, 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 Joel. Is he conscious or sleeping? It's so hard to tell. Joel, 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 Joel. Far superior to Swayze or Kim Cattrall.
You there, young lad, what day is it?
Talk like a pirate day. Arr! Arr!
Then I haven't missed it, you mangy Pildrax.
Here we go, a-plundering the coast on Christmas Day. Here we go, a-plundering the Caribbean way. When you're with Captain Jack, you're like Santa with his sack. Except you're taking all the presents, food, and rum, and every wench. Like the sexy, savvy pirate, Mr. Grinch. Yo, ho, ho, ho!
You better watch out and stay on your toes if you got strange powers just like heroes. Siler Claus is coming to town. With Mohinder's list of genetic freaks, he'll hacksaw your brains like internet geeks. Siler Claus is coming to town. If Isaac paints the future in comic books for free, why doesn't Hero just stop time and go hang out with Stan Lee? They're saving the world on NBC, so please won't you save the cheerleader for me? Siler Claus is coming to town.
Life just sucks. I'm gonna kill myself by taking a quantum leap off this bridge.
What in blazes?
Al, where am I? When am I? Who am I?
According to Ziggy, there's a 23.27% chance your name is Clarence and you're an angel in training sent here to keep Jimmy Stewart from killing himself. Sir, don't you see it's a wonderful life? I'll jump off this bridge myself to prevent you from doing it. What do you say?
Are you kidding? I'm on the bridge with Captain Archer. Can I have your autograph?
You're a weird one, Dr. Phlox. Your character's a crock. You're just a cross between Neelix and the holographic doc, Dr. Phlox. Your premise is so derivatively illogical that you got bitch slapped by Spock.
I'll have a spook Christmas without you.
Mr. Mallory!
Quiet there, I'm singing. I'll have a spook Christmas without you.
What does any of that mean?
Nothing, but how else are we going to work Babylon 5 into this bit? The decorations of purple on a green Christmas tree.
Purple, green.
It won't be the same veer if you don't partake in little blue balls of meat.
Do the Vorlons celebrate Christmas?
No, I think they're Jewish. They all seem a bit kosher.
Ugh, lousy pun.
Exterminate Daleks, hunt the Doctor. Exterminate with our deadly toilet plunger.
I, Cthulhu, the great old one, has returned to destroy humanity.
Hey, Cthulhu, I dare you to stick your tentacles on this frozen flagpole.
Spare me your childish jibes, for soon I will devour the flesh of the innocents.
I triple dog dare you.
Ooh.
Very well.
Good luck devouring the world, squid face.
Have yourself a merry and pippin Christmas, halflings full of mead, second breakfast presents, mistletoe pipe weed. But seriously, folks, have yourself a very fanboy Christmas every single day. Isn't far away. Every trooper and Starfleet dude eating consweet food and beer, doing things we ain't speaking of every weekend of the year. Through the years we all become a family, so let's make this vow. Spread all the love, peace, and happiness you can, and have yourself a merry fanboy Christmas.
Humans so long, and thanks for all the fish!
Mr. Santa Claus, for Christmas I would like an Illudium Q36 explosive space modulator!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid!
And let's all hope that Santa leaves me a nice mic with a pop filter, so that'll be a gift for everyone. And especially our ears. Merry Christmas.